This is Morning Edition on 89.5 WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. It's less than a week before New Year's Day. That's when Northern Illinois plays Florida State in the Orange Bowl. Hundreds of NIU faculty and staff members are in Miami for the big game, including our friend Matt Streb. Matt chairs the political science department. He's also a faculty athletics representative. Who better to tell us about the NIU Huskies and give us a little weather report?
Dan, it's awesome. I mean, I'm sitting here talking to you right now, looking out the window at the ocean. I mean, it's no offense to where we normally speak, but this is a little bit better setting, I think.
Okay. Now, you boarded a flight in Rockford Wednesday with members of the football team. What was the atmosphere like on that flight?
Well, obviously, it was very exciting. I mean, you know, the team was ready to get down here. This has been a great thing for our university. The Orange Bowl has been absolutely wonderful to us. They're great hosts, and so we're down here. We're excited, but you know they realize that we got a football game to play and we got a football game to win. So they're certainly focused on that. But it was an exciting atmosphere. There's no doubt about that.
Well, Matt, you are being honored by the National Football Foundation for your work with student athletes. This honor is for 15 schools that have an NFF scholar athlete. And the NIU athlete you are sharing this award with is defensive tackle and accountancy major Nabal Jefferson. How did you help Jefferson balance academics with athletics?
Well, Dan, this is Nabal's honor. I mean, you know, he's a wonderful young man, just an incredibly impressive football player, an incredibly impressive student. In terms of Nabal in particular, the FAR had no direct role in that. But my job in general as a faculty athletics rep is three things. One is to uphold academic integrity of our athletic program. Two is to ensure institutional control. And three is to protect student-athlete well-being. So I work with our student-athletes in a lot of different settings that way. And Nabal is just somebody, he's an incredible representative of this institution. And that's one thing that I don't want to have be lost in this, Dan. I mean, our football team has had a great season on the field. There's no doubt about that. But think about it. We are the only team in the country, only Division I football team in the country that has three academic All-Americans on our team. You mentioned the National Football Foundation Award. Nabal won that. Chandler Harnish won that last year. We're the only team that has had back-to-back winners. We're fourth in the nation right now in the academic progress rate, which is a measure the NCAA uses to look at retention and eligibility. We're fourth among bowl teams, and we have the highest APR among the BCS bowl teams right now. So this is, you know, these guys are getting it done not only on the field but in the classroom. They're great representatives of this institution.
Can you give me an example of some of the advice that you give that you gave to Nabal Jefferson or the other athletes you talked about?
A lot of our student athletes want to go to grad school, and so you know their coaches can help them an awful lot in a lot of different things. But most of our coaches haven't gone to graduate school, and so I will work with them on graduate school applications. We'll work with them on postgraduate scholarships. Kristen Hoffman, who was a volleyball player here last year, somebody I work with very closely, won an NCAA postgraduate scholarship, which is very difficult to do. So you know, we have a lot of great student athletes, not just in football. The number of teams that we had with 3.0 GPAs or higher was 11 or 12 this past year. We had teams with cumulative GPAs down to 3.5, 3.6. That's the team GPA. It's not just our football players who are representing this institution well. We have wonderful student athletes on all of our teams. And I'll tell you what, I mean, I know how difficult it is to succeed in the classroom. I live in the classroom, right? I've been around Division I athletics enough to know how much time demands these guys, you know, men and women have on them. And the fact that they're able to balance ball so well, I think they deserve a great deal of credit.
So we know the team is going to do some practicing while they're down there, but what other activities are planned involving the players before the game?
Well, just a little bit. My family and I get the pleasure to go hang out at the beach with the team. We have a team and family picnic later this afternoon. They have some luncheons. They'll go down to Jungle Island, which is a kind of like a zoo here. So they've got a lot of things. They're having fun. There's nothing about that. But, you know, they're here for a football game. They want to win the football game. They're focused on that. They realize that they represent not only themselves and their families, but this university. They represent our faculty, our staff, our students, our 225,000 alumni. This is a pretty big deal for NIU, and, it's something they haven't forgotten about. They're here to represent us and represent us well.
Now, I'm sure you and other faculty members and staff members have talked about strategy. What's the consensus about the game day plan for the Huskies?
Well, Well, Dan, I think I need to stick to politics, and we'll talk about that more than the we'll have to get Coach Carey to talk to us about strategy. You know, I'll tell you, as a layman, obviously, you listen to the national prognosticators, and they talk about the fact that we're too slow, we're too small, we're too soft, or whatever. That's what these kids have been told all their lives. It's one of the reasons why they're here at NIU, quite frankly. I mean, they have a chip on their shoulder, and it's something that we buy into, and I think when you hear these people talk about the fact that we don't deserve to be here, that plays right into, you know, what our kind of game plan is and what our MO is. So, you know, they are, I think, very confident. And this is, there's no doubt, this is a different, I mean, the GoDaddy.com Bowl was wonderful last year. You know, we had a great experience there. This is a different level. There's no doubt about that. You can see that down here. But they're certainly focused, and I think they're ready to play.
Matt Streb is a faculty athletics representative. He also chairs the NIU Political Science Department. Matt, enjoy the weather and enjoy the game.
All right, Dan, go Huskies.